For hot sports opinions, stop into the sweet spot with Sean Bass and David Minot every afternoon from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, 1057 here on The Ticket. You got work in progress. He's DJ. He's Ham. I'm Monto.
Hey,
hey D-Betty.
How you doing?
It's Dallas, Texas. What do you think?
We'll talk about the Philly C coming up here in about 15 minutes during Sunday brunch.
It's not her name.
But right now.
You don't know that.
Ham Radio.
What the ham radio?
This past week, debuting on Netflix was part two of season two of the television program Wednesday. The program follows Wednesday Addams of the Addams Family, the fictitious family. And she is played by Jenna Ortega.
Ah, the taco shell maker. You ever had Ortega tacos?
Yes.
Everyone's a Nepo baby.
Okay, no. Her parents did not make taco, and that's where she is from.
I think you're right,
but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, prove me wrong. Make my day.
I've questioned Monty before, and it's flown in my face.
Make my day and waste your time looking it up.
All right, while you look that up, DJ, the show follows Wednesday as she goes to the fictitious Nevermore Academy, which is a school for kids with, like, powers. They got, over the course of the show, they show people with abilities like they could conjure fire. There are Gorgons, like Medusa with snakes on their head. But they could turn people to stone.
Like Medusa.
Jenna Ortega is not the heir to the Ortega Taco Company.
They cut her out of the will? Because she's a big...
I don't think she was conjoined to anybody named Will.
Oh, well. All right.
There are also werewolves. There are also people that can shoot electricity. There are sirens, which can siren song people into doing what they want. But yeah, there's a lot of monsters and whatnot in the show. There's like a hide, which is like a person that could turn into like a monster. All kinds of creatures and people with powers.
The hide from that 70s show turned out to be a monster.
I was going
to
say, he did.
Didn't he, like, sexually assault people or something?
That's why we called him a monster. Yeah. I know that's not a big deal in the
Birmingham
family.
That's a negative on this side of the table.
We're on the same side of the table, so yeah, Monty, that is a negative.
Well, what a buck passing that was.
But yeah, there's all kinds of creatures with powers. Damn it.
Like every time, yes.
I know.
You do.
Next week, we swear we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Yeah, we'll do it more. I'll do it more.
But yeah.
Not everybody has powers. There's a town next to them where there's just normal people living there who are all aware of people that have these powers and abilities just being in this world, a part of their community.
They probably coexist, though, and there's no friction at all.
They do, but they don't. They do coexist, but there is friction. And it got me thinking, what is the worst fantasy world to live in? Because in this one, the Wednesday universe... You're at the mercy of all these peoples with all these powers that are just running amok. And you have no control over anything because people are turning into monsters, they shoot electricity out of their butts and everything like that, and you just have to deal with it. So what is the worst fantasy, fictitious world to live in? I have a list. Harry Potter would be bad. It wouldn't be terrible because if you lived in the Harry Potter universe... Where there are magical things happening, like witches and wizards and whatnot, and
Quidditch.
Yeah.
They're kind of doing their thing in their little wizard world. There is the muggle world where there's people that don't have abilities.
They just kind of send the nerds away to a different land.
They do! They got a magical bus that takes them to nerd school.
But if you're blood world?
When you're in this world, though, you're under the staircase.
Right.
Yes.
You're back where you belong.
So I don't think it'd be that bad to be a normal person living in the real world if you lived in the Harry Potter universe.
Wasn't Voldemort trying to take over the whole world, though?
Yeah, but even like when they battled, that was kind of in the wizard world.
Oh, so he's going to take over wizard world.
But it's got real world repercussions, right?
It's got real world repercussions. But most of the battles and stuff was happening there, not here.
In England?
So if you're a normal person living in a normal world, I don't think you know that there's wizards and stuff going on. I assume like the prime minister or whatever, the king or queen, knows about wizards.
Wouldn't you see like the Dementors flying around and stuff? Weren't they flying around chasing Harry?
But do you have to be...
You have to be a wizard to see that stuff.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You have to be a wizard to see that. So you have no idea this is happening. Maybe so Harry Potter, it wouldn't be that bad to live there. Star Wars universe. I think you would be okay.
Well, Monty would flip to the dark side instantly, selling out the rebellion. So he would make out well in this scenario. But for people that actually have principles and opinions on things,
I'm saying
we'd be in trouble.
If you're a normal person, though.
He's not wrong.
A non-Monto living in Star Wars, where you could be on a planet and you never see Jedis or Sith or anything like that. DJ, go.
I would have all the deformities of Darth Vader, but none of the cool tricks.
I was about to ask. Is Star Wars version of Monty still one-legged in?
Yeah.
And does he have, like, futuristic wheelchair capabilities?
I'm trying to take around one of those, like, cruiser things they have.
Land speeders?
But I can't get it off the ground.
It's not moving!
It's got the weird single pedal in there, so Ham can't drive your speeder.
Yeah, weighing it down,
I'm
like,
just
look,
doing
dude.
Donuts.
Y'all have any bariatric speeders?
On the moon of Endor.
I'd like to think that Monty, in the future, still has the exact same wheelchair that's missing the arm pads and everything.
It's not the future, it's the past.
When you guys get cold, you cut me open to stay warm.
Yeah, is Monty a tauntaun?
A mon-mon.
I don't care how cold it is. I'm not crawling inside Monty for warm.
Come on, DJ.
There's no way.
I'll keep you warm, buddy. Hop on in here.
It's got to be some sort of like acid inside his body.
Let me wrap my stump around you.
Cut him open and he doesn't have like the fish sticks that pop out.
Tauntaun Monto is like a Venus flytrap. It tricks you into thinking you'll be warm and then it just closes on you slowly and it just eats you and digests you. I'm not falling for
That's how I feed.
Yeah, I'm not falling for that.
If you're Monty and you grew up in the Star Wars universe, yes, you would immediately have your lightsaber or your leg lanced off by a lightsaber. But
lightsabered off.
That's way cooler.
For the normal DJ and us, I think you could be on a planet, don't see any of that stuff happening, and kind of live a pretty chill life.
I don't know. It seems like it's always real destitute on all the planets that they go to. It doesn't look
like
they're
all the planets.
Well, like the senators and stuff in Andor, yeah, they're living the coastal elites, yeah, they're living good.
What if
not
you're
me.
From Alderaan?
Yeah. Or Tatooine. Is that a place?
Wish I was living on Alderaan.
That'd be great. Just stand there with my arms in the T-pose.
Let it hit me! Yes!
Here's my coordinates.
Take me down, Death Star!
Yeah!
There's no real middle class in Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you're either kind of a part of the Empire or you're...
I'm saying from the standpoint of fictional, magical people like Jedi or Sith, where they could use their powers against you, you probably don't even know that's real or think it's a myth. If you hear about Jedi, they're not affecting your world at all, depending on what time you live in.
Yeah, hooking up would be weird, though, because they're all either like Chewbacca looking or all General Grievous looking.
They're not what?
Too weird.
Maybe the freaks you're hooking up with
this
stuff.
Yeah, humans in the future.
I don't know. That may not do it for me anymore.
Moving on, in fantasy worlds would suck to live in if you're a normal person. Okay. The comic book universe, this would suck. If you lived in the DC Comics universe, like if you lived in Metropolis or Gotham,
constantly dealing with
supervillains trying to blow you up, or people trying to kill your city, blow you up, depending on what villain it is. For example, in the new Superman movie, Lex Luthor, evil villain, unleashes a kaiju or giant monster in the city just to mess with Superman and distract him.
All right.
You would have to deal with that all the time. There's always stuff happening if you're living in the comic book universe where some villain is trying to just ruin your life. And then also, if Superman was real, if you lived in the Superman universe, there would be like essentially like a paramilitary group that would rise up to just try to kill Superman because they just don't want this thing to happen.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be good at it.
They wouldn't be good at it, but there would be terrorists just trying to kill heroes all over the place because of the damage intentionally or unintentionally inflicted upon their city. Or like in the Marvel Universe, whenever in the first Avengers, there's an alien invasion that happens. So you're just going about your normal day, and now there's aliens just blowing stuff up, wreaking havoc.
Yeah, but you got the Hulk in there.
Or Thanos snaps you out of existence.
Can I volunteer, Thanos?
Snap me.
Snap me away.
Why am I not disappearing? No!
God, we always make Lando just sound awful.
Speaking of Lando.
This universe, the worst.
The Lord of the Rings universe. This would be bad because there's people...
No AC.
There's no AC. There's magical power things happening with meals, elves though. And whatnot. Rings and stuff happening. Dragons.
Are all elves magic?
They all have, like, their own little elven foot power magic.
What are you doing with your feet?
Like, they all are capable of, like, being real light-footed and can move the way that Legolas did.
They're magic adjacent. They got swords and magic.
They're not all Galadriel or whatever, but
I mean, no. That sounds cool. Why is there a problem?
They all live to be like a million years old.
They're always going on quests.
But they're like warring with each other. So you got orcs and whatnot.
Why don't you look at the world right now?
Yeah.
The world
and
right
then you
now
got trees trying to kill you and whatnot.
And if I was an elf, I already have a hard time getting my like Beats earbuds to fit.
Hell yeah. They would not fit on those ears.
I'd have a real hard time.
Especially when you get those gauges in your ears.
I already got the big earlobes. Now they're going to be pointy up there.
Would Monty be an orc?
What an ear monster I would be.
Troll.
Troll?
What?
But if you lived like Lando in the Shire, I think it'd be kind of cool. Because they're known to like stay out of things. They let the world happen.
Yeah, but no one respects them. They're tiny.
But if you lived in that one little pocket, it would be pretty chill.
They have really good cheese, too, you know?
And again, they are constantly eating.
Yeah, and drinking. It's the perfect existence
and
if you're a Lando.
Cartoons
and
all
watching
day.
Cartoons. And half-assing Tickers.
Whoa. Whoa. You take that back.
I take it back. But there's dragons and wizards and whatnot, so it would suck. Also would suck would be Westeros. I think this would be closest to, like...
Again, anything
real life.
Where I don't have air conditioning, I'm out.
But this would be closest to, like, real life, because there's...
Because of the dragons?
Not because of the dragons, but because it'd feel like you were living, like, back in, like, the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages.
Again, they have dragons and smoke monsters.
But depending on what period of time, they could either be dead or gone, or you just don't encounter it. Now, you'd be like a peasant your entire life.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
But it'd be kind of chill.
All right, what about this? The alien universe... Since that's top of mind.
So I was thinking about
like the
this.
The caravan on its way here?
No.
I was thinking about this because,
so
like, the blue-collar people are the ones that are on these ships that are, like, extracting or being infested by alien.
Uh-huh.
To where that would kind of suck.
By the way, I watched the 1979 Alien Friday Night for the first time. Pretty good.
Okay, thank God.
Pretty
I was
good.
Really worried. I told him he should watch Alien, Aliens, and Alien Romulus. And I was worried
versus Predator.
No, I was worried he'd check out after the first one because there's not enough action for him. I told him it's more horror film. The second one's more of the action one.
It definitely held up. It was quality.
But if I had one universe that would be the worst to live in, it would be the Mad Max universe.
Oh, the world's ended. Yes,
the world has ended. Everybody's fighting over gas, water,
okay,
food.
But counterpoint,
those milk ladies, though.
But counterpoint,
the cars are kind of cool.
I think you reach a point in that universe
where...
You're
talking about, like, the milking ladies?
You know exactly what he's talking about.
I know.
In a universe like that to where death is almost welcomed because life is just not worth living anymore, there's something freeing about... Like, imagine your life right now if you just didn't fear death and you could just do whatever you want. I think there's something cool about that.
Do tickers.
Like, I think eventually things can be so bad that it becomes a good universe where it's like, all right, we're just in a lawless whatever. Now it's like an open world.
Did you see any of the people that live in that world?
But death is welcome then, so you're doing wild ass stuff, and
no,
if you die,
not.
Oh well.
Some of them were taking a half ripped Big Gulp cup for their weekly allotment of water. It'd be terrible.
That's more water than Ham drinks a week right now.
True.
So you no, can't tell me
might survive
that's worse.
In that world.
He gets
yeah.
water through the melted ice in his Dr. Pepper. We all know this.
I don't count that.
It's easy ice, so it's barely water.
Don't you
horrible.
Dare put water in that cup
even
in any form.
Like the best person in Mad Max, Immortan
Joe, like, yeah, boiled,
was constantly
yeah.
leaking orange juice.
You wouldn't want to be the guy on the thing that's like playing
the guitar
and it's shooting fire
out.
No,
you'd have a face.
We barely have faces now.
What?
Again, the elites and the Mad Max people were deformed.
Yeah. Hmm? Monty would be their god.
Monty getting a head start.
Bow to me.
Some kind of time
yeah.
traveler.
The yeah. worst type of fictional universes to live in is what had me thinking when I watched Wednesday.
All right.
So there's your ham radio.
I saw, like a Twitter thread of which horror universe you could live in. And it was similar, where one of them was like the Scream universe. You're like, I just wouldn't live in that town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was.
Easy.
But yeah, what we do in the Shadows universe, where
that'd
you just got vamps. Sometimes they're
around.
I think
I'd be Guillermo. I'd be like, can y'all turn me? You're pretty sweet.